You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. I got another week without a theme, so I'm sorry if anyone listening is frustrated by that, but we're just going to play some songs that, you know, either I've been listening to a decent amount recently or just that I like in general. Actually, I'm pretty sure I've been listening to most of these tracks more, like, recently, somewhat, kind of. Anyway, so first we're going with a Jack White song. Jack White just put out a new album. It's kind of weird, not what I would expect Jack White to put out necessarily. I mean, I'm not that surprised, but it's definitely different from Blunderbuss and Lazaretto, which are his two previous solo albums. This song's called What's Done Is Done. It's one of my favorites off the album. Let's just get right into it.
What's done is done. I just can't fight it no more. So I'm walking downtown to the store, and I'm buying a gun. This just ain't no fun. My life has become a bore, pacing back and forth on the floor, thinking of someone. In my ear, what's done is done. I just can't fight it no more. So I'm walking downtown to the store, and I'm buying.
What's Done Is Done from Jack White, and it's not listed on Spotify, but it features vocals from Esther Rose. I don't really know who that is, but she has a pretty nice voice. But yeah, Jack White's new album Boarding House Reach is kind of all over the place, but that's a nice song, and I think the album's pretty solid, probably his best solo album so far, as I already said. Up next, we have a song from Car Seat Headrest off of the 2016 album Teens of Denial. Car Seat Headrest is indie rock, you know, kind of mainstay, I guess. Like, pretty big for indie rock, I guess. Car Seat Headrest played Guff Ball last year. Let's just get right into it. This is 1937 State Park. Which is a pretty good song. That's why I'm playing it. Yeah. I'm gonna stop talking. Here we go. That was 1937 State Park from Car Seat Headrest. Up next we have definitely not Car Seat Headrest. It's White Man in Hammersmith Palais, the live version from The Clash, off their live album that came out in 1999, called From Here to Eternity, which is like pretty long. Yeah, it's 19 tracks long, maybe the most live tracks in a live album by The Clash, like the biggest live album from The Clash. What am I saying? I've played a few of those songs on here before. White Man in Hammersmith Palais is a good track on its own, but I don't know. I just wanted to play the live version, so here we go.
Il y a un white man dans la palais dans Hammersmith.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was White Man in Hammersmith Palais. If you couldn't quite catch what Joe Strummer was going for, he's more or less talking about how a lot of people kind of forsake their beliefs once they get either fame or success or anything. He's kind of criticizing the punk movement in general. I don't know. Yeah, this is one of the songs, like, for me, that, like, separates the Clash from a lot of other bands as, like, a political band, because, you know, while a lot of other bands, you know, preach, you know, rebellion at some point in their career, they usually sell out by the end. But with the Clash, actually, they were calling out all those people around them who were originally with them, but have strayed from those ideals. Anyway, enough of my preaching. Let's get on to Summer Babe, Winter Version from Pavement. Probably one of the most beloved Pavement songs. It's not even like in the top 10 Pavement songs on Spotify. Interesting. Maybe it's probably one of the most loved by fans, I'd say. This is off Slanted and Enchanted, which came out in 92. Pavement are like a predecessor to Weezer for me. Maybe you'll hear the musical similarities. A little bit with this song, but especially like with some of their other stuff. Anyway, let's just get right into it. That was Summer Babe, Winter Version from Pavement. Up next, we have a band that I don't think I really play on here. I might have played one or two of their songs before. But that's Soundgarden. This song that I'm going to play is The Day I Tried to Live off their 1994 album, Super Unknown, which is probably my favorite song. It's hard to say. Bad Motor Finger's good. Super Unknown and Bad Motor Finger are like, I mean, they are the two best Soundgarden albums, probably. Anyway, no one really wants to hear my opinion. They just want to hear the music. So let's listen to Soundgarden, The Day I Tried to Live. That was The Day I Tried to Live from Soundgarden. I think a lot of people don't realize that really what came after, not just grunge generally, but what came after Soundgarden sounded a lot like Soundgarden. Like if you listen to like, you know, Foo Fighters, I mean, obviously Dave Grohl was in Nirvana, but the actual music he put out with Foo Fighters, especially their first few albums, sounds a lot like Super Unknown, to me at least. Soundgarden's album Super Unknown. Anyway, and I kind of use the Foo Fighters as a broad example of modern rock music. Anyway, so up next we have Lorde. A lot of people probably have realized by now, if you've listened to this show before, that I really like Lorde. I think she's pretty talented. I know that's somewhat of a controversial opinion, but I enjoy her songwriting and her voice, and I think her new album that came out last year, what's it called? Melodrama. I think that was maybe one of my favorite albums of the year. And Pure Heroine, the album before that, that came out in 2013, was pretty good too. We're playing a song called 400 Lux off of Pure Heroine by Lorde. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was Lord with 400 Lux. Up next, we have a song from Sufjan Stevens off his live version of his album Carrie and Lowell, which is his most recent album and I think one of his best. This song is called The Only Thing. It's a sad song, just warning you. I mean, it's Sufjan Stevens. What did you really expect? Anyway, so it's the live version of The Only Thing. Hope you enjoy.
To you at all. Faith is
That was The Only Thing from Sufjan Stevens. Up next, we have a song from Elvis Costello and The Attractions. Elvis Costello is one of my mom's favorite artists of all time. Off their 1979 album, Armed Forces. Elvis Costello, if you've never heard an Elvis Costello song before, has a very unique voice. Also, fun fact, he was banned from SNL because he... they didn't want him to play Radio, I think, and they had him play, I don't remember what else, something else, but then he decided in mid-performance to stop and instead play Radio, which is pretty awesome, if I do say so myself. And then, then I think it was like, it might have been like the 30th anniversary of SNL or something. They had the Beastie Boys performing, and then Elvis Costello came out and like stopped it, and then it was Elvis Costello and the Beastie Boys playing Radio, which I thought was pretty cool. That's a cool video. You should find it online if you've never seen it. Anyway, so this song is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And although he doesn't use the Oxford comma in the title, which annoys me to no end, it's still a pretty good song, so let's get right into it.
About peace, love, and earth.
That was Elvis Costello and the Attractions with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Up next, we have a song from The High Speed Scene, who I had no idea. I guess their one and only album was produced by Pharrell or something like that. Who knows? This song is called the IROC Z song. It was on MVP Baseball 2005, which was one of my favorite video games growing up. And it's a pretty good song. I think an IROC Z is like a car of some kind. I think it's a Camaro, maybe a certain type of car. I don't know. Anyway, it's a pretty good song. We're going to listen to it. Let's go.
He rocks it well. He rocks his Oakleys and his Oakley love from hell. He's spinning donuts out in front of Taco Bell. The girls are wanting him so bad and he can tell. I shred for hella days, you know I can. Four finger tapping, yeah, Van Halen is the man. He's making fun because I play in marching band. He's getting action while I get my farmer tan. Hey, there's ego in my way. Lucky for me, I've got the patience of a saint. Ready, steady, these days are high and heady. There's so much more left to say. Man, he plays it cool. I play my guitar and I play it by the rules. You think you work so hard, I challenge you to do. After school, after school, after school, let me hit the hay. There's ego in my way. Lucky for me, I've got the patience of a saint.
That was the IROC Z song from the High Speed Scene. Up next we have, Aminamnesia by Chairlift off their album Something, which came out in 2012. Chairlift have since broken up. They released an album 2016. Yeah, Moth. That was a pretty good album. But this was off their 2012 album, Something. Aminamnesia. Quite a name. Pretty good song, too. That's why we're going to play it. So here we go with Aminamnesia from Chairlift.
You lost your focus, but I got a plan for it. With a secret ingredient. And you want it done.
solitude, he understands. The girl at the window, covered in ashes, smiles grotesquely in the light of the day, singing in German, the course of a warning, but I can't remember what I meant to say.
That was Eminem Amnesia from Chairlift. Up next, last song of the episode, we have Hold Me Down from Motion City Soundtrack off their 2006 album, Commit This to Memory. Motion City Soundtrack broke up pretty recently, I think within the past year or so, or maybe past 2 years. Time flies, doesn't it? But Hold Me Down is one of my favorite Motion City Soundtrack songs. It's definitely something I would have listened to a lot, you know, when I was younger. I have no idea what I'm trying to say. I'm just going to play the song. Here we go with Hold Me Down for Motion City Soundtrack.
Down. You'd think I ought to be used to that by now. Save for a few of those late night episodes, missed opportunities and I don't care. There's not a lot that I feel obliged to share or talk about. You're the laziness of afternoon, you're the reason why I burst and why I bloom. How will I break the news to you? How will I break the news to you? We'll be right back.
That was Hold Me Down from Motion City Soundtrack. And, yeah, that's the episode. So I will see you next week. I'll be back 1 to 2 Wednesday. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll leave you with the Robo DJ now.